Blessings and peace on you, my friends. Welcome to another episode of The Pulse. Unfortunately, Pastor Brewer, Pastor Troy is not here. I'm sitting in his spot. I am Shay Wilbur. I'm the media director here at Open Door Church, Troy Brewer Ministries, and all things happening in this house. And I'm so excited to be joining you today, along with a lovely room full of people, joyful people. It's full of joy today. I mean, it is every day, but we were just saying it's like extra joyful today. So Zach Rippey, how are you with your joy level? What is it, like, scale of 1 to 10?
I'm going to say 100. It's going to the roof right now. I just think being in this room, being at this house, just brings out a whole new life in me, you know, and we got some great things to talk about today, and it's going to be a fun show.
Yeah, it is. I'm really, really excited for our guest, which we'll get to in a little bit, that you guys do not want to miss. A very special guest with a great last name, if I do say so myself. the one and only Nathan Wilbur. There is a relation. We'll get to that in a second. But we're excited to have him joining us for some exciting stuff coming up and talking about Israel and everything going on there. And he just got a really cool perspective because he's our age, he's our generation. And there are so many voices for Israel. And I think, you know, the generations above us, which is needed. We have those fathers of the faith that have led the way for us, but to have people in our generation speaking to our generation is so important.
I know, I'm excited. Right now. It's going to be valuable. And I think it shows that we all need to be involved in it. When we're in the body of Christ, we all need to be having our ear to the ground, just paying attention and being in the word so we can know what's to come.
Exactly.
And you just got back from Mexico. How was that?
Yeah, Mexico was so, so good. I'm like, okay, do I dive into it right now or do I? Let's introduce Rebecca first and Ben, let them say hi. And then we'll get into it. Because I know once I start talking about, you're not here.
No. Ben. Mentally, no.
I'm like, I just know once I start talking about Mexico, it's going to be a whole ordeal. So Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us.
Y'all, I love you guys.
It's always good to have your beautiful face. I mean, you've been here longer than I have, so.
No, it's coming together as a team, as one, and we're making this possible. So thank you, everyone that's watching. Thank y'all for joining us this morning, evening, afternoon. I'm still in the Washington, D.C. time.
Some people may be joining us maybe it's morning. I don't know what time is it in Africa. I don't know.
Ben, you're the one that's been to Africa.
What time is it in Africa, Ben?
Uganda is like 8 hours ahead of us.
Okay. Oh, amazing. So like, there you go. They might be evening and nighttime for them. Yeah. Welcome. We love y'all.
Yeah. So it's always good to have you. And Ben, holding you down for the Brewers.
I'm right here, man. I'm hiding.
I see you next to me.
No, crickets. I'm just a figment of your imagination.
No, but you're here and you're so amazing. Needed and we love having you here. Mm-hmm. So, and you're writing down some notes already. Are you taking notes on what me and Zach were saying a second ago? Is that what you're doing?
Very profound.
Not even close.
What are you talking writing over there?
I was writing down everybody's names I can catch and where they're from, such as Lisa from Illinois. We also have Tanya from Linder, Texas. We have Robin from Arizona, William from Alabama, Charles from Cleburne. We have Rachel from Tennessee, Monica from Arizona. Liz?
Liz.
Call you Liz from Wyoming?
I call you Liz and Bless.
I call you Liz.
Jesus.
Pam from Ontario, California. Canada. Ontario, Canada. Then we have Jennifer and Mary from Cali. We have Kathy from Georgia, Helen from Oklahoma, Rebecca from Tennessee, Anna from Florida, Pablo from Argentina, and Mark from South Africa.
Wow. See, it is morning and evening in some places. So
there you go.
Yeah. You were just covering all the bases.
Yeah.
You didn't even ask people to share their location.
I know. They just know.
They just know the deal.
They know. We're talking right now.
Yeah. And I'll call them out. See them.
Yeah. Everybody's looking.
I got you guys.
But this would be a good opportunity to be a media missionary right now. Like and share this because it's going to be a great show. We know Pastor Troy isn't here. We're very sad about that. But we really believe. I'm sad. I love when he's here.
I am
here.
Sad.
Yes, we're sad. But I do believe that like it's going to be a really great show, and I'm excited to get it rolling. So Zach, you said a minute ago, you know, I just got back from my first Acuna trip with the team, and it was a day trip. We went down there and came back all in one day, and we went with Fanchon from Merritt Street Media, which was really, really cool. Her and Troy did a bunch of filming. I mean, they look like rock stars, by the way. I just have to say, I mean, they're awesome. Both of them just. Obviously, we know Pastor Troy is real deal, heart, mission-minded guy. And Fanchon is the same way. I mean, they were just, it was incredible just watching them talk and go and how she was highlighting and telling the stories of what we do there. And I've been to Mexico. I went to Mexico City a few months ago, but I've never been there when we actually got a rescue.
Wow.
And one of the things that Pastor Troy was praying was that God, like, let us rescue someone while we are there, while we're still there. And he shared this on Sunday and on Wednesday, but while we were there, we were, you know, in the front and the kids were doing a whole presentation for us. And what the social worker came out and told Troy, like, hey, someone just brought in a girl who was just rescued.
Wow.
And we actually have a picture of her. She's 14 years old. Her name was Joanna. And that was like something I will never forget, is like walking into the room and Pastor Troy was gracious enough to say, like, hey, why don't you come on back and pray for her with us? And I was like, oh my goodness. And I just wasn't, you know, you walk into a room and her, I think it was her aunt and uncle who had brought her, they were crying and she was literally shaking. I mean, you can kind of see her face is like red. Yeah. It just like wrecks you. Like the freshness of like how vulnerable, like that vulnerability that like, cause so often, I mean, we see the testimonies we see when we get these kids in the before picture, the day we get them. And then even just a couple weeks later, how God has like brought a smile to their face and started their redemption story. Amen. And so I'm used to seeing that, but this was my first time just seeing like, wow. And knowing God's going to transform her. Yeah, and I'm so, it's just, it made me so blessed. I just truly felt like, man, I wish every single person that partners with us, that stands with us in prayer or financially or whatever, could just be there in that moment and see like, this is what you're literally giving to when you sow into this ministry. Like literal lives are changing. She's one of over 11,000 now kids that have been rescued and saved through this ministry. So just encourage you, if you feel it on your heart to get involved and you aren't already, go to odx.tv, click give. You can also call our number. Rebecca, what's our number to give?
877-413-088. Yeah. Join us. And we, like you said, we want to encourage you. We're not just asking. And I can't imagine seeing someone at that state, but to be able to say, you know what? I might not be able to go on those trips. I might not be there, but you can call at 877-413-088, or you could mail us at Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097. I'm sorry. When you were talking about that little girl, I started tearing. I'm already tearing up because I could feel what you're saying, and to actually see that and for you to experience that, I can't imagine how that felt.
It was crazy. It was so crazy.
It's taking over.
Hey.
I know it's getting a little.
We're getting dusty
up in here.
Both of you would have been crying. I'm just saying, both of you would have been crying. Guy that was with Fanchon, obviously we walked in the room, we put our cameras away because like, this is not the time to be taking any footage of this moment. But, and we always are sensitive to that. We're sensitive to the kids first. Like, yes, we want to tell these stories, but like, we're sensitive to the kids. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, you know, he knew he signed up for like going to Mexico for the day to capture, you know, a children's home of rescued kids. But I don't know if he ever expected to see that. So, I mean, we were all very emotional after that. It was really powerful. So just, you know, it just speaks to like the work doesn't stop. Like Pastor Troy today is in North Carolina and he actually posted, I love this picture that he posted on X yesterday. You sent it to me of his journal. This just gives you, I think we have a photo of it. Do you have a picture of his journal? Look at this. This is like the mind of Pastor Troy, which first of all, I always think his handwriting is
it's amazing.
Good.
Oh,
but like, this is his mind. This is like, it looks like people he's praying for. It looks like I see Israel on there. I see, you know, some of our ministry partners and friends and things like that. But
look at the way he just draws in circles.
It's
too.
Like a funnel.
I know, but again, like, this is him.
It's art.
This is
art.
Him.
Yeah. But I didn't see my name on it. And I don't like, even
okay. We will find it there, Zach. We will find your name.
Oh, wait, not found me.
You did. Found you?
Ryan, you, Jerry, Pastor Jerry, and Terry.
There you are. There.
Oh, he loves you.
Wow.
He does.
Really does love
you. I guess.
Look at you. Look how sweet Leanne is. Oh. Heart.
Ooh, she's got the heart. Googly eyes. That's cute. They are so in love. I love it.
He's like, in case somebody sees this, call the number. Emily always trying to plug the number. He's like, we got to get the phone number in every piece of content.
That's exactly
literally. But this is just, you know, all that to say, it's like, he's there. Mm-hmm. He's in North Carolina. He was just like an hour ago on the Sid Roth's show, which we shared that across our social platforms. If you missed it, we're going to put it on ODX as well. Tonight, he's going to be on Eric Steckelbeck.
Wow.
So, and that's something that he filmed a couple weeks ago. It's like a prophetic roundtable with Rick Renner.
There it is.
Joseph Z. And Eric and Pastor Troy. Like, are you kidding me? Like, literal dream team.
Yeah.
We were there, Rebecca, you and I, for that recording. Amazing. It was so good. And so that's airing tonight.
7:30 Eastern and 10:30 p.m. on TBN.
Yeah.
So
don't miss that. The work never stops. The rescuing doesn't stop. Pastor Troy never stops. Mm-hmm. He's in North Carolina, where we just also sent a bunch of aid. We sent some from like the hurricane relief stuff that we've got going on there. We sent
like $10,000 worth of chainsaws.
I know. Oh,
that's like, it's awesome.
That's so us too.
I sent like 10 loaves.
A lot of people were sending food, which we did send an 18-wheeler full of food.
Correct.
But I love that Pastor Troy on Sunday was like, we sent 10,000 or 20,000, 20, I think, 000. Worth of chainsaws. I'm like, worth yeah, that's so I'm open like, door.
What's right. going
it
on?
It totally makes sense. It feels right.
It feels right. Like chainsaws. Yeah, like let's, whatever, rebuild. Let's go. But we're doing it. You know, he always talks about being the hands and feet of Jesus, and that's what we're doing.
Amen.
And you know some people that are actually getting involved with all this hurricane relief stuff too, Zach, right?
Yeah, in Florida, because that's where I'm from. So I was checking in on the pulse of what's going on in the city. And so last week we were talking a lot about all the hurricanes that was coming, and we had a few episodes about that. So we were praying for that it wouldn't be, you know, a Category 5 catastrophe.
Yeah.
And there was still some damage, but I think it could have been way worse. They were expecting it to be way worse, which is, by the grace of God, only 10 people lost their life, which when they were projected to be in the hundreds of thousands. Yeah. So that's incredible. 4 million people did lose power at its peak.
Wow.
And I've had friends that just got it turned on a day or two ago, which, it was like 5 days of no electricity. That's no joke.
Lot.
Yeah, 4 million people at its peak is a lot. And then the storm also tore off the roof of the Rays Stadium where the baseball, and look at that. That's where people were, you see the beds down there? That's where people were supposed to be sleeping. They were like going to store people down there. So it's crazy that the roof got flown off. But speaking of churches doing big things and stepping up, Radiant Church and Convoy of Hope are actually teaming up to help those affected by the hurricane. They're handing out non-perishables, waters, diapers, cleaning supplies, and so much more at Radiance Church, which is in West St. Pete's location. And then they've actually done a lot. So it's really cool. They've served more than 1,800 people. Cool. They handed out groceries, all the cleaning supplies needed. And then they also partnered with a brisket shop and handed out over 1,000 hot meals.
Yum. I love brisket.
So it's incredible that to see that we're really big into speaking about the church having to step
up. Exactly.
So it's cool to see churches in Florida and nonprofits partnering together to really help people out.
Yeah. There. Let the church lead the way. Mm-hmm. Like, let the church be the ones that the world has to wants to mimic, you know, like, they're doing it. Oh, that's going to convict me. Like, we should be convicting the world, not the other way around. Absolutely. You know,
that is true.
And I think, you know, Rebecca, I know you just got back from DC. We saw that at the top of the show, the lead in video there was from the Million Women's March. That looked like such an incredible time. Talk about being like the hands and feet of Jesus and doing and
being the church.
Hundreds of thousands of women like making a call to the nation. I mean, what was that like being there?
Honestly, it was like a cry out. And I think, I believe with everything happening in our state and our nation, we needed to do this. And I'm so glad for Louis Engle and his wife for this movement called A Million Women, and they call it an Esther movement, where you were created for such a time as this. And I think it was perfect timing with everything, all the disasters, all the war, everything happening with election. I think that this was a cry out for mercy to be shown on us, on our families, on our nation, and also just to cry out and say, Lord, we are here. We are nothing without you. This land is yours. This territory belongs to you, whether whatever has happened in Washington, D.C. I think sometimes we have like a fixed vision of like, this is Washington, D.C. But when I went there, the Lord literally told me, you see these waters, you see these different patches of land. I've never seen that while flying an airplane. But he's like, it's time that we take our territories. And it's not just walking. It's literally stepping on something that her voice, Jenny Donnelly, said was, we're going to step on these with our boots. We're going to command and we're going to take over what belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
So it was just amazing. I love what Chronicle says. If my people who called my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. So I believe that the Lord heard us. I believe that the Lord is hearing you right there where you're at, North Carolina, any state that you're in, whatever's happening in the nations or any country, the Lord is hearing you. If we cry out and we humble ourselves, he's going to save us.
Yeah. Wow. He's going to save us. He's going to answer us.
It's crazy she said taking territory, because that's actually the 5785 word that a lot of the Jewish scholars are actually saying for this year, is that the body of Christ is going to take territory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the perfect lead in to bring Nathan, because he knows all about 5785 as a Messianic Jewish believer. So let's bring him in. Let's bring in our guest, Nathan Wilbur. Should we do any announcements before we bring him in?
Yeah, so we have a couple of announcements. Pastor Leanna will be preaching tomorrow night in our Mead week mid-week service. I'm talking service. Spanish here, y'all.
Yeah.
Mid-week. It's okay. And yes. Also, we have an Israel event. I am so excited for this.
Yes.
I'm so excited to be able to meet all your other family that we have not met. Yay. We have Paul Wilbur, Troy Brewer, Chuck Pierce, Nathan joining us. And of course, Shay will be leading worship and on our Israel event. So don't forget, November the 15th, 6:30 here at Open Door Church. And also our New Beginning Conference tickets are now available at opendoorexperience.com/events. Pastor Troy is bringing an amazing word, Breath of God. Y'all, it starts Wednesday for all ODX. We'll be at 5 p.m. and it ends on Friday, I believe, right?
January 15th through the 18th.
Through the 18th. So we are so excited. Get your tickets, get your seats. It's a ticketed event. You're not going to want to miss it for the word of the year.
Real quick, Kirk Morgan had an amazing idea.
What was his idea?
He wants us to start making t-shirts out of PT's notes.
Wow.
We actually, like, from that one,
that's a lot of ink.
It's a great idea. It is a lot of ink, but it's kind of cool. I'm kind of here for that.
I would buy one.
Yeah, for sure.
It's cool.
Yeah. Anyway,
like now my creative mind is going. Yeah. I'm going to be pulling up Canva in 1 second. But all right, without further ado, let's bring in our guest, Nathan Wilbur. He is the firstborn son of Paul Wilbur and Luann Wilbur. Paul is obviously a Messianic Jewish worship leader, my father-in-law, but he's just an incredible legend in the worship world and just carries such a prophetic mantle. And that's, I think, why him and Pastor Troy just are like two peas in a pod. But Nathan is also a pastor at Celebration Church in Jacksonville, Florida, which is a mega church there. And they're awesome. They're headed up by Tim Timberlake and Jen Timberlake, great friends of ours, and we love them. And Nathan's on staff there, and he's done so many things. He's literally lived in Israel. He went to school in Israel for a while. He graduated from the police academy. So he's got all the cool, he's got the prophetic, he's got the police thing, he's got the Israel thing, and he's just a true student of the Bible and of Hebrew and all those things. So let's just bring him in. Nathan Wilbur.
Hey, what's up, Nathan? How you doing, buddy?
What an intro.
I'm like, the pressure's on. He is my brother-in-law. I need to make it good. How's it going?
Oh, thank you. It's my privilege to be on here joining you all today. And you were getting me earlier just with what you were sharing about human trafficking. Mm-hmm. It's amazing all that the ministry is doing there. And happy to be a part.
Yeah, it's awesome that they really do like practice what they preach, you know, whether it's saving kids, whether it's investing in Israel and supporting Israel in a time like this. And that's why, we are so excited to have you on because you speak so well as the voice of this generation. And you have not only like your finger on the pulse, like within the church, because you're on staff at a church, but obviously you're a Messianic Jew as well. And so I'm just excited for like the team to kind of ask you questions from their perspective and just kind of like dig into, I don't know, pick your brain on all the things. Zach, you want to start it off?
Yeah, I think a lot of people want to stand with Israel, but it seems to be how you can do that is by praying and by giving. So is there another way that you would suggest that Christians start supporting and standing with Israel in a way that has more of a practical application?
Yeah. There's a quote by Edmund Burke. He said, "Nobody made a greater mistake than he who did nothing because he only had little." So sometimes I feel like we see issues so large and complex that they're way beyond our capacity for what we can do or to be involved in, when it's really quite the opposite. When you look at people who have had some of the greatest impact, they were just regular people doing things, you know. Go as early as the Holocaust. The Tim Boone family, they were watchmakers. They just used their storefront and their house to hide Jews and helped over 800 stay safe from the Nazi regime. A good friend of ours, I made a call through a show of ours called Shabbat in Your Home right after October 7th. I said, now is the time for the church to stand up and do something. It's the greatest hour for the church to let our voice be heard. And I just said, just start by reaching out to your Jewish neighbors. Let them know that you're standing with them. And somebody reached out to us that they, a couple had gone to their synagogue and just started loving on their Jewish neighbors. And it's turned into this beautiful relationship between the synagogue and the church. And now the two are holding Stand With Israel times of prayer, fellowship, and they're doing life together. What a beautiful picture of a Jewish neighborhood and the church coming together. And that's just one of many. But what I've been trying to really tell people is don't look at the tough things that you're always trying to accomplish. It really takes little steps, something small, just showing an act of kindness and really reaching out to your neighbors that can really have a profound impact beyond what you can even imagine at the time.
Yeah, I say, you know, it's interesting. I think people underestimate to the Jewish community that's not at all tied in, has no idea. A lot of the Jewish community has no idea that Christians, that there are Christians who love them, that there are Christians who support them and who support Israel. And so sometimes just like the simple, like whether it's on social media or in person, like, hey, I stand with you. Like, I don't know, maybe you happen to see someone that's wearing a Star of David and you say, hey, I love that you're wearing that. And I stand, like, are you Jewish? I stand with you. I stand with Israel. Yeah. Like, just literally that little thing in a world where the headlines, all we see are these like skewed headlines. You know, and Nathan, you could probably speak to this. Wasn't there like something that happened like a day or two ago? It might've been yesterday in Gaza where Israel struck a Hamas weapons area. And it was this huge explosion because that's where they were hiding all these weapons. And then didn't the headline say Israel targets like a hospital? It's like, well, Israel targeted where they were storing their weapons. Like they targeted, right? It's like, it's, and so when all these headlines are being skewed and really, really working to turn the world against Israel, just for like someone to hear, wow, you're not Jewish and you don't hate me and you love my people. That moves mountains for them. Right, Ethan, is that your experience?
Yeah, the media spin, I think, really caters to their marketing dollars.
Wow.
A lot of what we hear on the news and different people's outtakes, I feel, is always connected to money. Sherlock Holmes famously said, follow the money, and that's where you can see where everything kind of begins. And so, sadly, because the media needs something to feed it, that's what happens, and everything gets skewed. And so when you have Israel, I mean, meticulously trying to go just after the bad guys, something like that happens where they hit a specific area where there's supplies. And look, where are these people hiding the supplies? Under hospitals, daycares, and they're all throughout people's homes. I've seen so much footage. I don't really need proof anymore that Israel is doing the best they can to just go at the issue. But then it doesn't help when the narrative comes against them.
Yeah.
And it's completely skewed.
Yeah, sometimes I think it feels like an uphill battle of like, are we ever going to be able to reclaim this narrative? And I think that's why it's so important, especially our generation being the ones that are really leading the charge on social media and speaking out on social media, because so many people are just reposting headlines. And like, there had been proof that Iran is literally paying different influencers that I see like on TikTok and things like that. Pays like the pro-Palestine, like kids that just look like typical white America, gives them talking points and pays them.
Wow. So annoying.
Like Iran.
Can't even get sponsors, right?
Iran is like getting up influencers.
It's true. Like Iran, Nathan's not, you're not just like saying, you're not just like throwing out this idea. Mm-hmm. Like they have been in it. They've been targeting our education system for years and years. And so this is a real thing. This isn't just like a, you know, conspiracy theory. It's like we're up. The narrative thing is a major issue. It shifts nations. It shifts voters. And that's why, like,
that's what propaganda is, though.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and every time there's a war, there's always propaganda, you know? Yep. So it's trying to sway the public to think one way in order to find support there or just kind of deviate from truth. So therefore you cause mass confusion.
Yes, exactly.
Which makes people divided against each other.
Yeah,
and it's a slippery slope that leads to nothing but evil things. So
I don't know if he answered the question, because we had a question, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's kind of similar. Yeah. We're kind of on this topic, but what do you think, Nathan, is the biggest lie being told in the media about this war that we're having right now?
his eyes open.
Or the menu. Or like, top three, or
that's a 30,000-foot question. Yeah. I would really say it's all of it. Mm-hmm. It's really disturbing when Israel is not even able to fight a war. Let me back up a little bit. So the way you kind of look at the demographics of the entire world, it's said like this. If you look at the nations carrying M16s, they're supported by the U.S. If you look at ones supported that have AK-47s, they're supported by Russia. There's almost like a Cold War that's still pertinent to the discussion for today. And so if you look at the narrative that is being spun today of pro the Palestinian, I would say, agenda, guess where it came from? It wasn't from the U.S. It was straight from Russia. They were the ones that helped them formulate this narrative that's not true. And ever since the beginning, Israel has had to deal with misinformation against them. 1948, they just declared statehood again, right? And, you know, Israel's been around for thousands of years. I don't know why people forget these important facts. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Israel has been around before Islam was founded as a religion, mm-hmm. and within their own land. So let's fast forward. The Jewish people, because of our rebellion and our disobedience to God, he told us that if you do that, I'm going to remove you from your place of living. Well, guess what? Thankfully, because of God's goodness, he brought us back in 1948. And ever since then, the surrounding neighbors have not liked that whatsoever, because the ideology that is embedded in the doctrine surrounding in our neighbors is once they have conquered land, it is theirs.
Yeah.
So they feel that the Jewish people have no claim to the land because they've taken it. And so 1948, the surrounding enemies came, and thankfully God intervened, because there's no way that should have turned out that we were able to defend ourselves. And ever since then, war after war after war after war, Israel has repeatedly been the aggressor somehow, and repeatedly been the one that has to make concessions to give back land, and has continually had to come to the peace table talks when they've really not done anything except just wanting to exist.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, you see so much. I love that you mentioned some of that history there, Nathan, because one thing you see a lot on social media, because I get a lot of the pro-Palestinian stuff, because I like to watch it to see what they're saying. Mm-hmm. And so once, you know, the algorithm, once you start watching it, then you get fed all this. So I think my TikTok probably thinks I'm like pro-Palestinian. The thing that's actually annoying me now is it's sending me, there's this like one music artist that actually is really good. And it really makes me mad, because I'm like, I know he hates Israel, and now it's feeding me all his songs. I'm like, oh, that's a good song. No, skip it. Skip it. I'm like, no, I won't listen. Anyway, I digress. But no, that is one thing that on a lot of these influencers are saying, they're calling Israel the colonizers. And I'm like, that's so ridiculous. It's such a woke theology. It's such a incorrect statement to make. Yeah. And really, the battle of the land goes all the way back to Genesis. Like, this is not a new thing.
All right.
Talk about it.
Yeah. It's mm-hmm. like, it, this is not, it's not new. And unfortunately, it's not going away. We just have to pray that God Amen. Guides us through these battles. And I mean, personally, like, I hope we're not like on the verge of World War III. A lot of people are saying we are. Nathan, what do you think as far as like the prophetic, and then I want to get to some questions that, because we've had a couple of people that are watching. Oh, we got to go behind the veil. Okay.
In 2 minutes.
Let me have Nathan answer this question behind the veil, because it's prophetic. It's,
yeah, we're talking about woke and stuff. I'm like, we should probably
go behind the veil. Sorry.
You've already gotten us censored once. Come on.
Okay. Thrown off. He's not going to let me sit in this seat anymore. Maybe he will. Maybe he'll like that I got us censored. Okay. So Nathan, hang tight. We're going to go behind the veil right now so that we can really dive into some of this, the prophetic stuff here, and some of the WOKE culture, what they have to say about it. Will they censor me if I spell it out? I don't know. Yeah.
There we go.
Does AI spell?
I don't know. Yeah.
Seriously. Seriously.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a minute before we go behind the veil. So if you are not joining us on ODX as a stage two or stage three partner, you totally should. And now is a great opportunity to do so and join us. You can continue this conversation. If you're watching us on Facebook and YouTube, we're about to go away from there. So thank you for joining us up until this point. And I'm just going to encourage you to hop on over to ODX and join the ODX fam. Rebecca, any other announcements?
Pretty much. If you want to partner with us, you can call us at 877-413-088. And for prayer too, not just to partner, but we have a 24/7 prayer team, ladies and men, waiting for you to call them. If you're going through something difficult or you have questions or anything, we have 24/7 calls coming in, and we have testimonies, we have miracles happening. So don't forget that we have that. And also, like Shay said, ODX.TV is where you can, is a one-stop shop, and everything that's happening with ODC, what's happening with Spark Worldwide, with Troy Brewer Ministries, you could all find it there. And don't forget that you can mail us if you prefer at P.O. Box, Troy Brewer Ministries, P.O. Box 3775, Burleson, Texas, 76097.
All right, Ben, you got anything else before we go behind the veil?
Yeah, I just want to give a quick shout out to Natalia Sheets. I saw you say hi to me earlier, so she said hi.
Hey! Hi, Natalia.
She said hi to all of us, by the way.
Okay, I'm Natalia. Like, you?
No, she's just saying hi to all of us. She loves us.
She loves us. All right, well, thank you to everyone joining us on Facebook and YouTube. If you're on ODX, stay right where you are. We will see you there in just a minute. Behind the veil. Take care, guys. Bye.